Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody out there in radio land, and shit kind of fucked up, man. I'm trying to pull this shit together with this, like, little bitty strings, man. I'm out here trying to bust it with this technology, man. Right now, reporting live from the Freedom Chaser, you know what I'm saying? Out here live and just cruising in the city, man, trying to make it back to the studio, you know what I'm saying? It's the other guy filling in for your boy, Got Nice. It's the night shift, and again, I'm the other guy, Got Nice on some business. I just went. That's where I'm coming from. I'm chopping it up with him, man, making sure everything's straight with your boy. We here, hopefully, 11 to 11:30, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a little late, fucking with the other guy here. So 11 to 11:30, Monday through Thursday. You can find us on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy, spelled out the whole way, M-I-S-T-E-R, Nice Guy. We are on Twitter, MR_NiceGuyTees. We also have the market store. It's squareup.com/market/MNGTPES. I just want to welcome everybody to the night shift. It's the other guy filling in for you, boy, Got Nice. Kind of want to stick with the theme of what we've been talking about this week. You know, I had a great time filling in these past couple of days. We halfway through. It's Wednesday. We got the day and tomorrow, and then we'll see what's happening next week. But I had a great time, man. Hopefully, we just keep everything going and everybody enjoy the show. And we just hold it down for when the man come back. Kind of just, again, sticking with the theme for this week, it's just, man, life's crazy, right? Like, life's crazy is one thing I tell you, man. It's been one theme today that's been kind of hovering around all of the you know, day-to-day activities, if you will. You know what I'm saying? And that theme being, life is the greatest teacher, you know what I'm saying? I mean, damn, that's big statement, right? You know what I'm saying? And throughout this episode, we're going to get into breaking that down and showing you exactly what that means and how it affects you. It's coming up later on in the episode, you know what I mean? Right now, we're going to kind of backtrack, get the story behind that, you know what I'm saying? There was an old guy one time, you know what I'm saying, older gentleman, old head, shout out to the old heads of the world, man, you guys keeping us young guys on game, you know what I mean, shout out to y'all, man. So old head one time, you know, me and him was talking about a certain person that was always at the job, you know what I'm saying, talking up with the old head at the job. So, you know, me and the old head talking, and we was talking about a particular, you know, person. I don't really remember the situation per se, but I felt like I got the information that I was supposed to have at that time, so the particular circumstances of the conversation seemed a little irrelevant. However, one of the, you know, the things he said to me that stuck with me, even to this day that sticks with me, is he said, life will teach him, you know what I'm saying? Again, in reference to this particular person we were talking about. And I was thinking in my head, well, damn, what do you, you know, what do you mean by that? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy, man. What that mean? You know? And he went on to kind of explain to me, like, you know, that should have worked itself out. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what life do. You know, everything that's in the darkness shall come to the light. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go biblical with it. You know, we kind of went biblical with it last night. And some of the references, just so I can kind of, you know, get everybody involved. I don't want nobody to feel left out or whatnot. So, you know, everything in the dark shall come to the light eventually. You know, all the bullshit and everything that you put in circulation. You know what I'm saying? Again, going back to last night and Monday's show, we'll kind of talk about consequences. You know what I'm saying? Letting things happen for you as opposed to feeling like they happen to you. You know what I mean? So going along with that motif,
and putting that shit with life is the greatest teacher. You know what I'm saying? Those two things being insane, because a lot of people, they only learn from their mistakes. You know what I'm saying? There's a saying that I heard again. I ain't really want to bring it up because I don't know the exact quotes. You know what I'm saying? But it's something like, the wise man learns from other people's mistakes when the dummy learns from his mistakes. You know what I'm saying? There's certain people that have to make those mistakes in order to learn from them. Now, some people make mistakes and still don't learn from them. You know what I'm saying? So, shit. I mean, you got, look like you got three types of people right now. You know what I'm saying? But the people who got to make the mistake in order to learn from it. And then, you know, you had the other person who can look around and see the consequences, you know, of the decisions that other people are making and the situations that people are in. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that's possible for two reasons. You know what I'm saying? As you're an outside source, you're not necessarily, emotionally connected to the situation or the circumstance. You know what I'm saying? You're more so a spectator. You know what I'm saying? And as a spectator, even in sports, anything like that, when you're watching things and you're not really tied to it, you know what I'm saying? If I'm watching my team play, I'm into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm living, dying every play. But you're watching another team play, you know what I mean? The game between two teams that you don't really give a fuck about. You just like the sport or whatever. Be able to really appreciate the game, you know what I'm saying? Because you stop focusing on whether this team's going to win, this team's going to lose. You stop focusing on who the players are. You know, I'm pulling for this player, I'm pulling for that player. You just watch the game. You know what I'm saying? So as a spectator who doesn't have a dog in the fight per se, you're able to see these situations and the consequences that some of these people put themselves into, and you're able to incorporate that into your life so you don't make the same mistakes that they do. You know what I'm saying? Now, the people who choose not to go that route fall victim to life being the greatest teacher. You know what I'm saying? And life teaches with consequences. And again, we touched on the other two nights. You know, consequences don't always have to be a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Consequences are only a bad thing based on how you take it and your perception, you know what I'm saying, and your perspective. Let me go ahead and give you the call in number one time, 516-418-5813, 516-418-5813. Call me and let me know how you're feeling. If you tuned in for the past 2 days, let me know how you feel about what I was talking about in them days, and let me know how you feel about what I'm talking about now. Shit, let me know if you wish God nice ass was back. You know what I'm saying? Shit, however you feel about it. But, kind of going back, life teaches with consequences. You know what I'm saying? If you fall victim to those consequences, the reason that it's kind of like a domino effect. You know what I'm saying? The same people who gonna allow life to teach them because they're not gonna study the homework. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna do no study by themselves. They ain't gonna do no meditation. They ain't gonna do no personal study. They just gonna let life teach them, right? So when life teaches them the lesson, it's usually in a fucked up way because the person isn't ready. You know what I'm saying? Because if the person was ready, they would already learn the lesson and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think I touched on this shit Monday, too, and telling you that sometimes you set every action has a reaction. Like we talk, broke out the client's coat, you know what I'm saying? Hit you with the bill, not other guy, you know what I'm saying? talked about the energy and shit, you know what I'm saying? You make a move, and then it's just the ripple effect, you know what I'm saying? The wave effect, that shit coming back to you. You know what I'm saying? So some people learn their lesson before that consequence comes, because life isn't always going to hit you with that immediate consequence, that immediate action. You know what I'm saying? That's what fucks people up. People get comfortable because they've been doing this shit for so long and there was no immediate consequence. And that particular principle applies to kind of what I was talking, the major theme to the day. You know what I'm saying? That shit played into the theme of the day as well. People doing things and not considering the consequences. And when they do consider the consequences, feeling like, I don't know anybody that happened to, so I guess maybe it's not that real. You know, like, it can't happen to me kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? That false sense of security, that false sense of reality, which we all fall into. You know what I'm saying? That's why when life teach you, it fuck you up, because you're in the comfort zone right now. You didn't want to be shaken up, and that shit's going to shake you up. Life gives a fuck about none of your plans. You know what I'm saying? Life being the greatest teacher. But I'm saying this too, though, the second part of that. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's the first part. I'm just going a little while on the first part. Now, this right here, the second part. Second part of life being the greatest teacher, you know what I'm saying? Meaning in the sense of, like, let me see how this name is. Again, man, I don't be on the radio that much, man, so trying to explain these complex ideas to y'all motherfuckers makes everybody trying to get it kind of hard, man, you know what I'm saying? So if you think about it along the lines of what you see every day and what you do, you know what I'm saying? You, if you get a job, okay, here we do. I give you an example, okay, everybody got a job, right? Most people got a job. Hopefully, if you're listening, you got a job at the work check-in, you know what I'm saying? Some people probably at work. And if you ain't got a job, then we got to figure out what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Side note. So when you get a job, then it's up to you. Because you're going to get the training, you know what I'm saying? They're going to give you somebody that worked there. They know a little bit about what the fuck going on. But when they give you the quote-unquote training, someone might tell you what the book say. You know what I'm saying? Someone might say, yeah, this is how we do it by the book. But chances are none of them do it by the book because they don't find their own little shortcuts and they don't half-ass it, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like what me and Cuzzo were talking about last night. Shout out to Cuzzo. You know what I'm saying? Everybody half-assing it. You got the police officer half-assing it, investigation half-assing it, you know what I'm saying? So these people already come out the door half-assing it and training you. So you as a brand new employee, right there, you're at the crossroads. You know what I'm saying? What you going to do? You're either going to do what this person says. This is how we do it here. Training is how we do it here. Because on one hand, yeah, the company entrusted this person to train you. The company know what the fuck you're assuming, right? This is how it should be. I'm assuming that the company knows how the fuck this person works. And they know whether or not this person could be training anybody. So if they entrust this person to train me, then I'm assuming that anything that person teach me, I'm supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? Or at least do it in his manner or something like this. Or you take it on yourself, right? You know, those people quit, man. Thank God, Mike. They got mic problem shit. But, you know, those people who went to school every day and who did their studying, you know what I'm saying, and who took extra time when they came home and read the actual book, you know what I'm saying, because raise your hands, how many people were given an assignment, right, like, hey, I'm going to give you a chapter one assessment, and you don't went home and read all chapter one. Or you go home, look for the questions, and then just look for the fucking answers in the chapter. Because the chapter ain't but so many fucking pages, so it's a good chance you can just stumble across the answer if you know what question you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? So raise the hands of people who cheated and shit when he was doing your homework. Yeah. All y'all motherfuckers that's listening and radio land to the night show. You know what I'm saying? Now let me give you another... the other side of that, you know what I'm saying, the students that made it to college, not saying none of us went to college, I personally did go to college, but the people who were on that track, you know what I'm saying, those people, when they did their homework, they read the chapter, bro. You know what I'm saying, they went home, read all of chapter one, and then looked at the questions, and then thought, how can I answer this question, what does it have, you know what I'm saying, like they thought deep about this, they actually put in that personal time, and they exerted that effort, key word, this is going to be one of your vocabulary word for the week, effort. You know what I'm saying? They put their effort and energy into doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Through that personal study, through that building. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about on a bigger scale. That's just an example. I'm talking about in life. You know what I'm saying? Taking that time to figure out what's happening and why it's happening. You know what I'm saying? You got to put on that doctor head start diagnosis shit. You know what I'm saying? Patch Adams in this motherfucker. R.I.P. Robin Williams. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Lamar Odom too, shit. Nah, it's fucked up. I'm gonna stop. he's straight now from what I heard. Shit. But, you know, you have to diagnose what's going on, man. And I believe, like I talked about in the beginning part of the show, is that I'm not saying you shouldn't be emotionally attached to it, because being emotionally attached to it is what's going to cause you to give a fuck, okay? But you have to take your emotions out of it, right? Like, when you're diagnosing it, you can't think like, this makes me mad because whatever, or I got anxiety because this, I'm depressed, you know what I'm saying? Like all of that personal shit, right? And just look at the situation. Just look at what it is. Don't look at what you thought it is. Don't look at what you want it to be. Don't look at what it could have been. Don't look at none of that shit. Look at what it is and see what it is and appreciate it for what it is. Again, whether it's good or bad. Good or bad things, you can learn from either one of them. You know what I'm saying? All of us opportunity. You know, talk to some people. Again, we kind of spurred this particular conversation on the radio tonight. Talked to somebody a little earlier, and the thing was, you know, I'm trying to do a certain thing, and I'm going to put my effort into it. Again, that word come back on, but effort into it. But when it came showtime, ba-ba-ba-boom, you know what I'm saying? Where you at? Play your cards, let's go. Effort time, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't there. But it wasn't because the person didn't try. You see, that's what fucked people up. Like you say, oh, you didn't accomplish it, you didn't really try. It ain't true, you know what I'm saying? Because life, again, don't give a fuck about what it is you trying to do. Because life got a plan, you know what I'm saying? It got a plan for you. It's trying to get you tight, you know what I'm saying? It's going to show you what it needs to show you, when it needs to show you that shit. It's up to you to see it. It's up to you to appreciate it, you know what I mean? And if you can, so again, that person talking that shit, and the reason that they were fucked up about it and didn't see the real opportunity, because as that opportunity didn't particularly go through, you know what I'm saying, the one they wanted to put their effort into or whatever. As that shit didn't go through, another opportunity, you know, another door opened, another opportunity popped up. And they just kind of complained about it, like, man, now I got to do this, now I got to do this, now I got to do this. It's like, yeah, if you take that approach to it, then life's happening to you. This shit is happening to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to force shit. You're trying to make shit happen that really shouldn't happen. You know what I'm saying? It really don't need to happen because life's telling you, look, man, you good. Just do it this way. This is what I'm putting here for you. You know what I mean? And again, these are good things. These are good opportunities. But even good opportunities and great things, you won't appreciate because you got a fucked up mentality. You got a fucked up perspective. You know what I'm saying? You're coming at it from that negative shit. You start going that negative way. Well, it could have been this way. Should have been this way. Yeah, it's this way. It's fucked up. And then, like I told you the other night, right? Tell my man, another day in paradise. You know what I'm saying? He's like, nah, it's fucked up. So I tell him, hey, man, it could be Steve Avery, Sheldon. You know what I'm saying? It could be Steve Avery, Sheldon. You'd be locked up for some shit that you ain't never been proven guilty that you did. And you locked up for the rest of your life. Spoiler alert. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all motherfucker last night, y'all need to check that shit out. If you ain't binge watching yet, you know what I'm saying? Y'all tripping, man. Spoilers in the motherfucker in here because that shit relevant. And I tell you, it should stay relevant in your heart and in your mind because that's what's going to help you get to the point. Don't let this man waste his life. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of stories and a lot of cases like this, man. A lot of shit that happens to people that's unfair and things like that. But we had an opportunity as people who have seen this shit. Everybody got Netflix, and a lot of people done heard about this. So everybody had the opportunity to see this. If anything, let this man's story impact you and compel you to be better. I don't even want to say do the right thing, because, again, it's really about right and wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's about being better and doing things that are going to improve you as a person. You know what I'm saying? And get you to the place where you need to be. So let this man's story inspire you to do positive things. You know what I mean? To get to a better place. Because, again, you know, that's the only real positive we can take out of this situation. But, yeah, so on another note, you know what I'm saying? Got a visitor in the studio. Shout out to Papa Nice Guy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, don't let the man's story go. You know, just like this. Whether he get out or whether he got an appeal, you know what I mean? Again, that ain't really what it's about. You know what I'm saying? This is the road to freedom. It's the quest of freedom, my friend. You know what I'm saying? And I understand freedom can exist anywhere because it's internal. It's inside of you. Everybody, you know, got their own slice of paradise and their own piece of freedom. You know what I'm saying? Find that shit. That's what we're here for. But I don't believe you're going to find freedom and happiness unless you apply these things, you know, that we're talking about. And that's kind of what my point in doing this shit was, kind of introduce these things that are relevant to me and trying to keep me on this path and share it with y'all. But again, that's why I say I believe God might do every day. It's what he fights so hard for, you know what I'm saying? Not only to be free, but to show other people and let them experience freedom, true freedom, you know what I'm saying? And again, he's just on the cusp of that shit. But that's the major thing that I feel like he go for. So that's the thing here, Mr. Nice Guy. That's what we about. You know what I mean? Breaking free from this chains of all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag boycott the Oscars. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucking D.O.B. with the Earth Flat shit. Now you got Neil deGrasse, son, dissing him on a diss track. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck, man? I ain't got the record. I'm tripping. You know what I'm saying? I'm running a little late shit behind tonight. But I'll bring that shit to y'all if y'all want it tomorrow. Request only. You know what I'm saying? Y'all request that I bring it to you. But this is the kind of shit that we got going on. This is the mental slavery that's flying around this shit, you know what I'm saying? This negative tune in, you know what I'm saying? Donald Trump ain't going to the debate. This is what we talk about, you know what I'm saying? At the same time as all this bullshit happening, the legislation was passed to give the president the power to send military soldiers to any country, anytime, any place, for any reason. He ain't got to go to Congress. He ain't got to go anywhere, Sheldon. He ain't got to go anywhere, Shelly. You know what I'm saying? He just decided, I want to send the soldiers to this country. And really, they call it the ISIS thing. You know what I'm saying? It was a little parentheses, the ability to fight ISIS and shit. But it's the same president, Shelly, that got up on the fucking thing and said, ISIS ain't really a threat. And yo, State of the Union address that you give every year, that is your message to the people. You tell us that we don't need to worry about this shit. You tell us that it's been hyped up by the media. You tell us that it's not as bad as we think it is. And then you want this power to be able to send the troops anywhere, anytime, even within your own country, which is against our Constitution. This shit essentially is rewriting the Constitution. You know what I mean? And this is the shit that is happening while we talk about Donald Trump, Oscars, B.O.B., fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, I do got some fuck shit story for you. Believe me, it's coming, and I feel like I got a good one for you. You know what I mean? But at the same time, right now, we gonna stay with this for a second. You know what I'm saying? They're coming up in the end of the show. You probably like 5 more minutes, and I get into the fuck shit. You know what I mean? But you have so many things that are trying to lock you down, that are trying to... Actually, it's almost everything here. You know what I mean? Again, back to what God Nice, like with the reference that I made to God Nice last night about man, everything man created, you know what I'm saying? The three things that it does to you. And I feel like all these things are designed to lock you up in some way. You know what I mean? Hell, even marriage to a degree. Friendships, you know what I'm saying? People feel trapped in relationships and shit, you know what I'm saying? Depending on who you're with and how you're approaching, again, perception and perspective and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, all of these things are designed for one purpose, to lock you down, you know what I'm saying, to keep you fucked up. So breaking free from all of that shit and allowing yourself to really experience life for what it is and appreciating the moment and appreciating the things that happen to you so you can really see what the plan is. There's a blueprint to this shit. It don't just happen. See, everybody thinks life is random. And the reason they take shots at conspiracy theories and shit, and one of their major fucking points is that, oh, these people think everything connected. They think everything is everything. They're like, nah, man. Y'all motherfuckers, when y'all hear that, y'all think about all the small shit and all the crazy. You think about the crazy shit you can connect. You know what I'm saying? First thing you do, aliens and Martin Luther King. Oh, that can't happen. It's too shit that, you know what I'm saying? That ain't even in the same realm of what these quote-unquote conspiracy theories people is talking about. You know what I'm saying? They saying that everything is related. Everything runs into each other, which even fucking, again, put on the science apron and shit, bam, bam, back to the glove. What the fuck science say too, man? You know what I'm saying? Everything that happens is interconnected. That's what they're telling you now when they're passing these fucking climate change acts and they're passing all these different laws and all these different things to try to tell you that, yeah, we share the earth. Now y'all want to share the earth after y'all done fucked it up. You know what I'm saying? Now you're going to share the earth with me after y'all done made the shit a fucking dump like we talked about last night. The waters in Brazil fucked up. You know what I'm saying? There's all kind of fucking garbage dumps around the country and shit, not to mention all the nuclear shit that went into the ocean when Japan got fucked up, the oil spill we done had. Like, yeah, now y'all talking about share the planet and y'all fucking legislation is going to affect me when I ain't the one that fucked it up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't do it. Y'all did it. So why I got to sit here and move into a smaller house or eat less food or get less help from the government or whatever the fuck it may be because y'all don't fuck some shit up. You know what I'm saying? But that's the concept of being interconnected because even though I didn't have a choice in the matter, I am still affected whether they hit me with some legislation or I can't go swim in the ocean, which, yo, not going to the ocean, by the way, Sheldon. I will not catch the other guy swimming with the fishes unless it's over for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to swim in no ocean. I can't even take my kids to the beach no more. You know what I mean? Because damn near every beach in the fucking planet got dead animals washing up. And I'm telling you all the shit about this dirty-ass water. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they go hand in hand. Again, not a scientist, but I'm playing one on the radio. So I believe that shit going hand in hand. You ain't going to catch me in the ocean. But just to understand that all those things being interconnected on the physical, spiritual, and you know, all those planes, all the planes you think of, everything is interconnected in life. We're all connected by the same atoms and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? DNA and all that shit composed of the same thing. It's just a different code for everybody, but it's all the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you think about it like that, you understand that we all interconnected, that we all, to a degree, we all affect each other. Every action I take affects the next man. Every consequence to what I do will affect the people that are around me or the people that care about me. You know what I'm saying? So we take that approach and we operate more as a community and we focus on unity and shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking two, the one word's inside the other word and shit. So what's up, man? Y'all bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So we need to focus more on the community and freedom from this bullshit because if we can take care of each other, then none of this other shit matter, man. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter whether or not your government trying to fuck you because we got a village where we all self-sufficient. That's what they scared of. You know what I'm saying? But that's a story for another show. You know what I'm saying? that ain't for tonight. So we got the one for FIFA later on and we got the one for this conspiracy shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll give you that Thursday. Conspiracy theory Thursday. I don't know, Chef. But, you know, the bullshit that I got for you. Funny story, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get into the funny shit, right? Yeah, get into the good shit now. So, in Ohio, there was a man who was driving on the highway late at night, late o'clock, you know what I'm saying? I don't know exactly what time, so we call that shit late o'clock. So, the man driving on the highway went off the fucking ramp. And done fucking flip the car over and shit, you know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. Bad as fuck. Bad accident, Sheldon. So the police get there. And they find the man ejected from the car. Say he flew through the sunroof. Now, okay. I know this shit is going to get fucked up, okay? But trust me, there's more, okay? So they catch him on the ground, you know what I'm saying? Far from the car and shit. And he ain't got no pants on, right? Dead as a motherfucker, Sheriff. They found he was looking at porno on his phone while he was driving. So they suspect that it was a death by fapping. Shout out to the Fap King. You know what I'm saying? Again, I don't know how they know this. Like, I'm pretty sure because I got ejected from the car, the motherfucking shit would be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? The phone would be fucked up or something. But they say they was able to go right there and find out that he was on the porn site driving shit. Don't flip the damn car. You know what I'm saying? If we get a little time, man, so I'm glad I got to hit you out that fuck shit, man. Hope y'all enjoyed that. You can check that story out, CNN or whatever fuck. You know what I'm saying? But for this WMNG, night shift. Your boy got nice, but I'm not got nice. The other guy filling in that week. Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30. Find us on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tease. You can find us on Twitter at Mr_NiceGuyTease. And we got the market jumping off for the t-shirts, you know what I'm saying? Up at squareup.com/market/MNGTs, TEES. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Had a great time, man. Hopefully everything go. See y'all again on the other side, my friend.